Yes, we've, in the last couple of weeks, have launched our third major set of changes for this year. And one of the big things is a new mobile-friendly homepage for small screen devices, specifically for lower resolution BlackBerries. So when they come directly to thomas.gov, they'll have automatically rendered the new homepage for the BlackBerry or another small device. And then we also have optimized it for Droids and iPhones so they can see the entire site since they have much larger screen resolutions.
Let me pause you there because, Bob, I know you're gonna tell me, we have numbers on traffic, how much traffic Thomas actually gets. And can you break it down into how many mobile views you're getting as well?
At this point, we can't because we don't have that we've just released this data right now. So, I mean, this new release. So we don't have a lot of data on that. We do get between 8 and 9 million page views a month.
Wow.
On Thomas. It's one of the more heavily consulted sites of the Library of Congress.
And I know, Andrew, one of the upgrades, which was one of the previous upgrades, you used to not be able to link to essentially specific pages within Thomas. Now you actually can, right?
Right. A lot of what we've tried to do over the course of the year is add things, especially things that have been requested through our user feedback. And that was one of the biggest items. And so with the January release, and then we added on in June, we added a bookmarking and sharing toolbar that's in the top right-hand corner of almost every page in Thomas. And from that, you can save items to your bookmarks. You can email a particular piece of legislation. And you can also share on social media, so you can have a particular piece of legislation posted to your Facebook page or posted to Twitter or several other social bookmarking sites through the toolbar that's in the top right-hand corner of Thomas.
And a couple more things are in the latest version. Walk us through those.
Well, the library has been very social media friendly, and one of the things that we've added to the bottom was the Library of Congress's new global footer that includes various ways to connect with the Library of Congress. And in addition to that,
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
I think the library also has a Flickr account.
Yeah.
So there's a variety. And the Law Library specifically, which added a new box to the left-hand navigation of Thomas, which is all of our social media. The blog in Custodia Legis are a link to our Facebook page, as well as the Law Library's Twitter account, YouTube, as well as our section in iTunes U.
And describe what the iTunes U is, because I didn't even know about that until I saw it in your post about it.
We have a lot of presentations and events throughout the year, and those are recorded, and we broadcast them. We put them on the Library of Congress as our webcast section, as well as on through our YouTube channel and iTunes, our Law in the Library series.
Why is that important to have those kinds of different items, highlight those things? Why is that important? Why does that need to be on that main page?
I think it's good. We interact with people through our Facebook page. If they ask a question about Thomas, if they ask a question through Twitter, and I oversee both of those, so I'll respond directly through Twitter and maybe send them a link to something they might have asked about or kind of respond to some of the questions they put on our Facebook page. So we want to try to have a new way to outreach and to connect with people who have questions about some of the content or items in Thomas.
Bob, I know you, as we said, you guys were doing open government before it was a term, before we were calling it open government, before even the term Gov 2.0 was around. Are there lessons learned that can be learned from the experience of Thomas?
Well, I think that what it has proven is, of course, we were doing this at the early stages of the digital revolution, if you will, and I think that we've tried to learn from that. And I think that, you know, we continue to learn as we go forward. I mean, we're going to be looking at taking Thomas maybe into the 21st century soon. That's one of the things we're looking at. I don't know if, Andrew, you didn't mention much about that, but we're in the process of conducting a user-centered design approach to identify ways we can enhance Thomas even further.
And Andrew, talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think a lot of our changes we've been doing are very user-centric. We have had requests for different features, and some of the things that we've added are based on the comments that we've had so far, such as people would ask for new features to be added to Thomas. And we realized that's already in Thomas, so we started a tip of the week that we put each week on Thomas. that we added an RSS feed and alert for. But some of the things that we'd like to do in the future also are improve how the search results are presented, make some of the higher-level bills a little bit higher, so HRs come up first before HRES or some of the other things that are in there, as well as we need to do an update to change how we're linking to GPO. So there are a few things like that that we're working on before the end of this year. One of the things that we recently launched with our August release that I think is very nice, too, is we have a new state legislature page. So we have a map of the United States, and you can click on any of the states, and it'll take you to a Thomas equivalent at the state level or Washington, D.C., or the U.S. territories.
And one of the great parts of the site that I, because I end up watching the appropriations and authorization bills a lot, is you guys always are help me track those things.
Yeah, the appropriations page is great for that. It lists all of the major appropriations bills that need to go through, and you can kind of track and see what stage they are in the process, which it's nice to have everything right there on one page.
I know one of the things, folks, and as somebody who's very attuned with our website, we watch traffic very carefully because it really helps you assess what people are using, how people are using your website, how much of a role does that traffic and how people actually use your website, how much of a role does that play in helping you decide what you work on next, setting those priorities?
The combination of the people coming to the site as well as some of the comments that they leave through the site has been incredibly valuable for all of the changes that we've made. One of the great user-centered changes was now on our homepage we list the top 5 bills. But if you click through, you can actually get the top 10 bills, and those are all the most searched for bills of the previous week. So it's all user-generated content that has been going back into the site, and that's also something that someone can now subscribe to either by RSS or by email. So we're really trying to take some of what we learn and then put it back into the site.
And of course, you guys work for Congress. You're not an executive office branch. But a lot of this data.gov and making data available in machine-readable formats, I know you guys in Congress have been focusing on that as well.
Yes, we've been. This is Bob speaking.
Yep.
We've been looking at that. There's a lot of things we're trying to explore to make sure that we understand all of the issues and before we actually go through making it available. But it is something we are exploring right now.
Describe some of the issues that are implicit in that.
Well, there's issues of authenticity to ensure that the data that is made available cannot be easily corrupted, for example, and possibly misused intentionally or unintentionally, that could create some problems for Congress or for anybody that's conducting research. So we're looking at that to see if there might be ways in which we can preserve the authenticity of the documentation, and we're working collaboratively with the Government Printing Office on this to determine ways in which that can be made available and then in a way that we can preserve the authenticity but then also make the data available.
Thomas change has gone through many evolutions over since 1995, shockingly enough. Are you surprised at how far you've come over that period of time?
Well, the big changes in Thomas have actually occurred in the last probably 3 years. That is a time when the library reexamined where Thomas resided within the Library of Congress and said, the law library should take responsibility for that, and that's where we started taking a more active interest in it and trying to figure out how we can make this a better site. And we then you started developing this user-centered redesign effort to identify where there was a lot of interest in making changes. But there were some changes that occurred in the early years, but not significant ones.
Great. Bob, Andrew, anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Well, I was going to tell you, Chris, one of the things that we have done to explore it, one of the things that we do get a lot of questions on is how does one conduct the best type of search? And so we realized there's a training need that we need to offer, and we did a webinar, and we wanted to see what kind of user base would be when we did this webinar. And it was a pilot. We intend to continue it. But what we found were users in Montana, Idaho, Texas, Rhode Island, all over the country that were using the site that signed up for the webinar to learn how to even use it more. So we're finding that there is a broad interest, not only within Washington, but throughout the country.
Yeah, because it can be very intimidating and almost daunting. In fact, you have a section on how laws are made, and I almost feel like we're going back to the I'm just a bill, I'm only a bill kind of thing.
Right, and that's true. A legislative process is very complicated, and a lot of people don't understand it. And then to use Thomas, you almost have a presumption of understanding the intricacies of the legislative process. So training people how to use Thomas to be able to track legislation is a goal that we have in mind.